funeral is often a tearful occasion. While we honor and respect loved ones, it is an emotional time for family and friends. However, this city proclaims it puts the fun in funerals. How it does it is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Here in Lafayette Cemetery No. 1 in New Orleans Garden District, you'll find family tombs that may date to over two centuries ago. They are the resting place for many generations of one clan.
They've been doing it since the 18th century, and if you think about the fact that so many people here have, I mean, before they're born, their burial location is determined because they inherit it from their family.
Robert Florence often leads tours of these cemeteries. In fact, you can see the tour he gave us on the free My Farm TV app under the American Countryside tab.
This is a city that observes All Saints Day, which is not only a Roman Catholic feast day for the deceased, but Protestants observe it, Jews observe it. It's become a like a cultural thing that everybody observes, whether they're Roman Catholic or not.
These beautiful burying grounds have an extra important meaning each All Saints Day.
And on November 1st, several generations of a family will come out and just visit. Literally, they'll picnic, they'll reminisce, they'll talk about the people who are buried there and just catch up with their family. It's one of the ways that New Orleans has a unique approach towards death.
It's not uncommon to find a jazz funeral here, one in which up-tempo music is played after the funeral to celebrate one's life. Death and the rituals around it seem to be viewed differently in New Orleans.
First of all, you've got cemeteries that are magnificent to look at, can be referred to as open-air museums. You've got occasions like All Saints Day that are actually pleasant, and this is the city that invented the jazz funeral, you know? There's a bumper sticker that says, New Orleans, we put the fun in funeral.
But these historic cemeteries are also finding other unique uses. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.